You know, I would say the best way, lift them up in prayer. I mean, like, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it is so true from scripture that, you know, we are actually commanded to pray for those in authority over us, especially for those who are in, you know, spiritual leadership, like, you know, that the elders or, well, deacons, elders, pastors, you know, those who are responsible for us in the church. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, scripture even makes it very clear that, you know, those who preach are to receive, like, a double portion, basically, you know, for their service. You know, like, so this is, it's something that's very, it's very, I would say it's very poignant that we have to do, we have to lift up those in authority, because there's two sides to the coin, okay? For being in church leadership, one side is, you know, yes, you get to serve God full-time in ministry. The other flip side is, be careful. Mm-hmm. Because scripture warns, you know, not too many should presume to be leaders or teachers or, you know, pastors, elders, whatever. Because those who are in those positions, they're going to be judged a little more strictly. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a bit of a warning that if you're planning on becoming someone in the leadership of the church, be careful. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that you're in that position, you're going to be judged a little more strictly, you know, because of that position. It's an honored position. It is a holy position. It's not something to take lightly. So be careful.
Well, let me ask you as a pastor. So especially, yeah, let's say if people, because not everyone is privy to, oh, I have an associate pastor. I have a pastor who does this and administration, like, you know, not everyone is like a really large church. And sometimes it's even down to like a 1, 2, 3 person operation for an entire church. And what I've seen is that people get super, their schedules and everything get slammed really, really fast. So I'm just wondering, this is just off the top of my head. Do you think it would be a great help if we all, let's say we have all these questions for our pastors, if maybe we try to step back sometimes and try to figure out things even by ourselves? Now, I know that sounds kind of strange. Yes, like get into the word and stuff, but you know, like sometimes where there are those people, it's just like kind of like a drain. I know that sounds really mean and rude and kind of harsh, but you know, like always, like, oh, what about this? What about that? Oh, what about this? What about this? It's like, listen, let's relax here. Okay, let's try to figure out things.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. Sometimes the best thing to do, give your pastor space.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you're constantly bombarding your pastor with this question, that question, the next question, here's something I thought of, and this, and this, and this. Eventually, the pastor's like, okay, you know what? I'm human. Mm-hmm. I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, they have a servant's heart, but, you know, they're going to get tired. And really, it's going to be tougher to put all their energy into wanting to respond because mm-hmm. they're going to feel like they're constantly being bombarded.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know, give your pastor space when he needs that space, but also be a friend. I mean, like,
yeah.
Oh man, I have heard so many times and read so many articles about the fact that the pastorate can be the most lonely place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you think about that and it's like, well, how can that be? But it can be true. Because when you try to be a friend of the pastor, sometimes you might feel like, well, I got to be on, you know, my holy shoes the whole time, you know, mm-hmm, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And so a lot of times people don't tend to friend the pastor because they're like, well, I got to act a certain way around them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I also remember saying once to someone, I said, you will never hear. I think this is when I joined a church. I said, you will never hear one word of gossip come out of my mouth about you. I will never speak bad against you. I will not speak negatively about you and your ministry behind your back ever. Like this is and I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this doesn't mean like, of course, if there was something wrong, like you're gonna speak out about it. But like all that to say is I will not, like I'm in your corner. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, like I'm not, like I will be your greatest ally. I'm not going to be gossiping about you. I'm not going to be partaking in that and I'm going to shut it down. I think these little things just in and of themselves, like imagine if you had a culture like that in a church.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you hear what this person? No, I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
It's so true.
Anyway.
You know, it's Because the worst thing you want to hear from anyone in the church is like, hey, I'm going to be your best friend, but I'm also going to be your worst enemy.
Yeah. No, it's backstabbing, like, allowed.
Ooh, wow.
It's banned right now. Boom. Yeah. If you're listening right now and you go to a church in Central Ontario, no backstabbing, no gossiping. Just take it off the table.
And as I said, you know, right at the start, uplift your leaders in prayer because they need it.